from the Pigeon Detectives. It's Jimmy Naylor. Morning, Jimmy.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm rough still from Saturday, but thanks for asking.
Explain to the great listeners of Yorkshire why you're feeling that rough.
Well, my friend Scott is a massive Leeds fan, and he decided we're going to go to Ripon races. I don't know why we weren't going to a foreign country, because that is a law with a stag do. But anyway, we went to Ripon races, started off at 11 o'clock in the morning, started drinking then. He was made to wear a monkey suit with a Manchester United top. And
oh, dear.
His words were, he would rather someone poo in his hand than wear this top. I can't believe how disgusted. Well, I mean, I don't like Man U, but he was absolutely appalled. And then,
deary me.
We went to Headingley and into Leeds at the end and embarrassed ourselves a little bit there.
Really? So, yeah. do you remember what time you got in?
It was about 4:30.
4:30?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You felt it yesterday and you're feeling
I'm
it today.
Still, yeah. I've almost got the shakes.
Really?
Almost, yeah. I'll be fine. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you here. We'll talk a bit of Pigeon Detectives shortly. Sure. But there's even more exciting news you've revamped the Cottage Road studios.
Yeah. So basically, I've recorded there a few times. I demoed with the Pigeons there, and we liked the vibe so much. Kind of, we liked the sound there. We liked where it was located, and we ended up doing an album there. It's on a nice private road, but you're close to all the, you know, the bars and nice restaurants of Headingley. And I was always looking to do a studio. I've always been into producing and been heavily involved with that with the Pigeons, and I wanted to take that on and produce a lot more bands. And around that time, it was about to be put into flats, and myself and Christian got talking about Cottage Road. He's been a producer and mixer for a while, and yeah, we were like, we need to take this on. It's had a lot of famous people there before. It's been, you know, it'd been going for 11 years, and we got involved, and we just decorated the place, put in loads of new equipment, and we're excited to record bands.
So just give us a little bit of, if people haven't heard of the Cottage Road Studios, just give a little bit of the history. As you say, quite a lot of famous bands have been there. It's got a bit of an iconic name in Leeds.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the actual building was built in 1834, I think. Yeah, that's right, 1834. And over the years, through connections, there's been people like Corin Bailey Ray, a record there, Kaiser Chiefs, Wayne Kramer from MC5, Pulled Apart by Horses, Keith Allen, all these decent people. And it's so yeah, everyone knows about it. And the guys were leaving, they did a great job there before, and I respect what was done there before, and I'm really excited to work with like established acts, but as well I want to get involved with people who need a bit of advice and more direction, because they're newer to the music business.
It does sound like it's a nice place. I would imagine you always sort of think of production studios and you think, that's got to cost a bit of money. Has it been quite an expensive thing to put together?
Yeah, it's the equipment, basically. It's just ridiculous. Every piece of equipment costs a lot of money. Christian had quite a lot of equipment himself that is brought in. We've got some amazing things. Firstly, the converters, they're very expensive. They like, they get the sound of going onto a tape machine, but they're not actually, it's not a tape machine. You still use like Pro Tools and all the,
yeah,
I won't bore you to death. But then we've got a piece of equipment it's an effects unit, Lexicon PCM 60, which a lot of people know about, but we've got one that Freddie Mercury owned. Yes,
yeah, and that actually came from Mike Moran.
Really?
The BBC, yeah.
But. Christian's in the studio as well. Morning, Christian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. So you've actually got a piece of equipment that Freddie Mercury owned.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. He did the Great Pretender on that piece of equipment, which is the Lexicon PCM 60, yeah. And
still moustache debris, yeah, on there, isn't there?
Yeah.
See a couple of tiny hairs.
It's a beautiful piece.
It's amazing. Yeah.
We've also got a desk that Grace Jones recorded Slave to the Rhythm on. So, You just pinch yourself walking in.
Is there like a catalogue that has just got classic tracks? Well, the Beatles recorded Abbey Road on this microphone. Is there like a catalogue, or did you just come across these particular items?
Them two were Christians, and all the real Christians are pure tech guy, and all the tech guys talk all in the country. On forums and between themselves, and they all know what's going on. They all know what equipment's been sold from famous studios, and it's like, oh yeah, well, Jacko recorded off the wall on this. You might want to go. They could be lying, you know. You don't know.
How can you prove it? You can't prove it, can you?
Don't know. Is this
can you?
I've got some proof. Yeah, got some images and
all right,
to prove that.
That's pretty good. Well, there you go. That's confirmed. What you need. There you go. Confirmation.
A picture of the parcel that Mike Moran sent me.
He sent it up to me.
Oh, cool.
Told them that.
So if you are, and there's quite a few out there, some sort of tech geeks as well, they are going to absolutely love these studios then.
Oh, definitely, yeah. They'll be buzzing. In fact, we just, from the things we've got, we recorded a band from Leeds the other day called Narcs, and without mixing it, with the equipment we're using, it sounded great shot off the bat, so we don't even really have to mix them, just record them, we're done. One day.
Really? That's easy. Easy job then, really. Absolutely easy. So I would imagine now you're looking for as many bands and artists that can fill up your calendar as possible, really.
That's it, yeah. I mean, like I say, I think we're gonna try and work with bands that we really like, but obviously we hope that we get, you know, a lot of inquiries from anybody, no matter how big they are in terms of, like, I don't know, backing. We want to take on bands that we're really excited about, but then we want to help bands that we don't even know about or we've never heard before, really. So, we'll get something back from working with young bands who need that. Even help with arrangement, or there might be something missing in a certain area of the song, and it's cool to get involved with things like that. I think it's nice to give people advice if they've not been there and done that, or... if they've
definitely.
Not written a couple of hundred songs, if they've only written 10 songs, that'll be cool as well.
If people want to get in contact with you and have a chat about, you know, possibly using the studios, what's the best way of getting in contact?
Well, on our website, that is cottageroadstudio.com. There's a bit of information there and some links to other things, social media, but the Facebook page is facebook.com/cottageroadstudio. Email address info@cottageroadstudio.com.